again, I thought our guys fought hard. We had our chances. Obviously, like I talked to the team a second ago, turnovers. Can't turn the ball over. You know, we're in scoring zone twice. Came away with nothing. Not so much as coming away with nothing. The other team has the ball. Missed a couple field goals. I mean, that's the difference in the game. You know, when you really be honest about it, that's what it is. So can't turn the ball over, but I thought our team continued to fight. They'll continue to fight. We got to continue to get better. We're not good enough yet. You know, we got to coach better. We got to keep getting them in better situations so that we can understand how to finish things. And that's my responsibility, and we'll keep working through it. But, again, I thought our defense fought hard. You know, I don't know what the stats were, but I know it probably was 2-1. You have that many yards, you know, you should have more points. So offensively, I didn't think we did finish some things the way we should have. We got to keep working. So, again, it's disappointing because I know how hard these guys work each and every day trying to get there, and we had our chances, and we didn't get it done.
Could you explain your decision to not kick the field goal there?
Yeah, it was a tough decision, but I figured if we make the first down, I mean, we got a chance to go score, like I said, and I think you got a chance to kind of put the game away. And if we don't make it, I mean, again, we got these guys, they got to go 98 yards, 97 yards, whatever it is, to go try to score, you know, whatever that is. We're playing really good defensively. I think we were holding them down. So, and I thought we had a good play that had a chance to make it. We just didn't execute as well as we could. Obviously, they stopped us. I mean, again, we're going, that call, that decision can be a question. I get it. But at the same time, I felt good that we could make a yard and a half at that particular point in time in that situation with that play. And if we didn't, we would hold them down there. Neither one of those things happened. We didn't make it, and we weren't able to keep them back there.
Did the missed field goal influence you?
Somewhat, but still, I mean, I'm not going to tell you just right there it did. I felt good about what we were doing on offense, that we could knock them off the ball there. And obviously, I was wrong. I mean, you look at it, I made that choice, and it didn't work. So here we go.
You benched Deshaun in the second half. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to go watch the tape. I'm not going to say it opens Pandora's box. You know, let's watch the tape and see where we are. But, again, we wasn't functioning as well as I thought we could on offense. So I thought Kevin came in and did some good things. You know, obviously Kevin did some really good things. We just got to – it's unfortunate the one ball that went up got tipped. I think DeMario ran through the back door. We missed a block back there. And that ball, to me, that should have been a huge completion for us, but it wasn't. Again, New York made the plays. We didn't. So that's what happens.
The fumble early in the game, was that an audible? He
audible? Yes, he did.
Court?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
he saw a cover zero defense. They were cover zero. It's a check play that we had, you know, and obviously the timing between him and Crow wasn't good enough. So, again, we've worked this. We've done it. You know, again, we just got to keep doing the things we do in practice and doing better. You know, we did not have that ball on the ground in practice. That same audible came up, had a chance to make it happen, and we didn't make it happen there. Again, that's unfortunate.
How would you describe the mood of this team now?
They're good.
At 0-5.
They're not like that. We're not one that's going to fold, if that's what you're asking. The mood in there was good in the sense that they're disappointed with the losing. I get that. But they, to a man, they all know they fight, and they fight hard. So they want to win. No better than anybody. I want to win for them. I want to help them win. But at the same time, this is where we are. We're 0-5, and we got to go find a way to win a game. We'll go to Houston next week.
Benching Deshaun, does that go against what you had previously said, that you would stick with him even if he's going to go through some trials?
Well, if I feel like when he's going through trials, if I feel like there's something better, you know, then that's my job as a head coach to make a decision and say, hey, look, this is better for us. And that's what I did. You know, at the time, it just wasn't working. So I don't think it goes against. I mean, I went through that early in the first half, you know, so we were going through those trials. And then when you keep looking, you say, hey, look, you might need to do something different here. So that's the decision I made. And to me, it might have gave us a chance to win the game. We just didn't finish it.
But you're saying you don't know who your starter is.
I want to watch the tape. I want to know exactly what I see, you know, and before I make all those decisions. I'll just keep that between me and him. Josh obviously is a good player, and I have a lot of respect for him. He's outstanding as a person, so I really appreciated his message. So we'll keep that between me and him.
Did Myles Garrett get hurt again?
No.
Was he supposed to play the second half at all? It looked like he went in when Nassib got hurt, but that was it.
Yeah, he was supposed to play a little bit. I mean, again, we had him on a pitch count. I think that was important. I think his energy was outstanding. I know there was a couple plays he made early in the game which were great, and we got to keep growing, you know, with that with him.
What does it do for Deshaun's confidence when you bench him at halftime of game 5?
Well, I think you talk to him. You be very, very honest with him. You know exactly where it is. Sometimes the young guys just maybe we're not seeing things as well. You know, so I don't think Deshaun's going to fall off the lake. I think he respects my decision. We had a great conversation about it, and we'll go from there. So, I mean, you guys are more worried about his confidence than I am that way. This guy is a pro football player, and sometimes young guys, it's not going as well for him, and that's my job. You know, rather sometimes taking them off and letting them see and breathe a little bit is good, you know, and I think that's what he did. Now, how he feels about that, you guys will have to ask him. But in the heat of it, I can't worry about that. You know, again, I'm trying to put our team in the best position to win games. We'll see. You know, we'll see where it is, Mary Kay. Obviously, we need to continue to get better in some places, and we all know that, and we will. You know, we got to continue to look at this team, continue to look at what we're doing, and continue to do it better.
If it was somewhat in your mind on that fourth down about the missed kicks, that's problematic, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it is. No question. But I'm not going to say that was totally what was on my mind. What was on my mind, if we could score, we got a chance to really finish this thing. You know, and if we didn't, like I said, I mean, I thought we would hold them. You know, those guys went, 97 yards, and so that's unfortunate.
You say you've got to coach them better. What are some of the things you have?
Well, the turnovers. You know, we can't – I mean, I'm not known for having turnovers in the scoring zone. We've had way too many this whole season, you know, whether it's – and it's been interceptions. You know, here we go. We got – if it's not there, just throw the ball away. You know, so that's my responsibility. You know, so I can't – I mean, I can't run from that. We've had opportunities. There's 4 or 5 touchdowns that should be on the ledger for us or more points. You know, we've been down there, and all of a sudden the other team gets the ball where we're not getting anything. You know, 6 more points in this game is a whole different football game. You know, we'd be talking about maybe we win in the game. So we're not doing a good enough. I'm not doing a good enough job down there.
Did you have any problem with changing the play to the option?
I'm sorry?
Did you have any problem with changing?
No, because we worked it. It'd be different if we never done it. I mean, that's what we did in practice, you know, and it looked good, you know. So, again, I mean, part of playing quarterback, I think you guys all know, is to make sure you keep us out of harm's way. You know, if something doesn't work, then you got to move on to the next thing, you know. Just throw the ball away or take it or take a sack or take a hit. As long as we keep the ball, get us to the next down with the ball, we'll always be okay.
What did you think of your play calling today?
Well, I mean, obviously it wasn't good enough. We didn't win. You know, we had a ton of yards, but that don't matter if you don't win. We got to have 1 more point than the other team. We have yards all over the place, but you don't score. That's not good enough. It's just what it is.
Do you think the decision, the failed fourth down conversion, does that deflate the
team? No. Uh-uh. Our defense went out. You should have heard those guys. I mean, they were wanting us to go for it. It's like, coach, go for it. If you don't get it, we got you. I mean, that's the way it was the whole time. You know, that's what I love about this football team. It was not deflating or anything. Their team came back and made some plays, made some key plays, and we didn't. That happens.
Do you think in some ways, Deshaun had a quote this week where he said, you know, obviously you'd like more time to grow, but being in there right now, the way that I am, it kind of is what it is. Do you think there's any possible chance he might welcome a chance to play on the sideline?
I don't know that. Again, I haven't had that conversation with him. So, again, we'll address all those things as we move forward. But, again, he was outstanding on the sideline. His support of Kevin, his support of giving me thoughts and things that he saw, I thought he was outstanding. So it wasn't like he distanced himself away from his football team. I think he was really rooting for Kevin and pushing the offense and saying, hey, guys, let's go. That says a lot about him. You know, he didn't go crawl off into a corner and sulk or anything like that. He was pulling for his teammates.
Logan moved the ball the first time he had it, the first time he played him earlier in the year. He moved the ball the first time he had it today. What are some of the elements that go into him that enabled him to just jump out there cold and do that?
Yeah, well, I don't think he was cold. He warmed up. But my point is, I think he's been around the system. He's been playing in the system, you know. So, again, I mean, he's a guy that has some familiarity with what we're doing, how we do it. And he did a good job. That's why I made him the backup quarterback.
When I say cold, you know, I mean he only gets so many snaps.
Oh, absolutely. No, but he works at it. You know, he works at it each and every day, just like all the guys do. They work at it. So I'm not surprised by what Kevin's done. Like you said, he's been doing that since, you know, training camp and preseason. So he went in there and gave us a chance.
And this, like, obviously, he's Mm-hmm. He seems to make quicker decisions.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm saying. He understands the system, and the ball comes out, you know. So, and again, I mean, let's not compare him to Deshaun. I mean, again, we're talking about a guy who's a rookie who I think still got great promise. Again, didn't play as well today. Okay, we have a backup quarterback who went in and did what his job was, to play and give the team the best opportunity. And I thought Kevin did some good things. And so outside of that, we're going to watch the tape and see where we are.
Hugh, how can this season be about developing Kizer and winning games at the same time? Doesn't one have to pick?
No doubt, because it's still about winning. So Kizer's developing, but his job is still to win. You know, and so that's first and foremost. And again, I didn't think it was going in the right direction. That's why I made a decision to take him out. Now, if that was the case, it was just about development, and I would have just left him in. It's not about that. It's about winning. As I told you guys, we go to every game trying to win, and that's our goal. That's our job. That's my job. I'm not here just to get players better. That's part of it, but it's also to win. And if I think there's a decision that needs to be made to help us win, that's the decision I'm going to make.
Could you affect that Hogan interception just for a second? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, no, he got hit as he was throwing. I think you guys seen him get hit in the back. So DeMario Davis ran behind the tackle, and I think the tight end got a little bit too far. The guy dropped off, and we got to kind of anticipate that on the block back. Didn't see it, you know.
Not as much on him,
he threw it, you know, so obviously it's going to go on his deal. I need to see the tape to make sure exactly what I thought I saw in the pictures. But he was getting hit in the back as the ball was being released, and the ball took off high, you know, and so all of a sudden the guy made a good play on the pick.
And you go to him on that fourth and I think it was a 1.5 or whatever down there inside the 5. Does that affect you as a play caller when you have a player that says, give me the ball, you give it to him in a crucial situation and he doesn't come through?
Well, again, I'm going to watch the tape. You know, you want everybody to make the plays when you give it to them. I think we didn't at the point of attack. I think we could have blocked a little better. You know, just, again, I want to watch the tape. I need to see everything before I make those kind of statements.
You thought it gave you a better chance to win.
I'm sorry?
If you thought it gave you a better chance to win, mm-hmm. would you have someone else call the plays?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so obviously you don't like my play calling, I can tell. Yeah, I mean, that's what you're saying. I mean, we got we're standing down there in the scoring zone twice, and it wasn't because of play calls. It's called execution. You know what I'm saying? That's what I see. It's very easy to say play calling when all of a sudden there's turnovers, but these things have been rearing their ugly head the whole time, you know? So that's something you got to fix. I mean, if we throw the ball away, you wouldn't be saying that. We would have won the game. You know, so I get it. I mean, you guys, everything's open for discussion. I got that. I mean, I have no problem with that at all. But at the same time, you can't go up and down the field and be standing there and there's plays to be made and you don't make them. That's football, okay? Whether it's because we're young or whether we don't see something or whether we don't make the play, that's what it is. But am I worried about having another play caller? Heck no. If somebody can do it better, God bless them. Stick them in there and let's go. You know, I don't run from that.
What was your view of Kizer's interception?
Which one? The one down there. I thought again, as you could see, they misaligned. They wasn't even sure the formation was in, and when Seth came over, I mean, we should have known it was zone already. Okay, so it's not at that time they were kind of out of sorts. So that's when you got to say, Uncle, we might have to throw out the back of the end zone, you know, and that's okay, you know. So we again, you got to learn from that. You got to always be team protecting as a quarterback.
Because you know that Deshaun is kind of mentally tough. Mm-hmm. Do you think this is a situation where, you know, you can give him some time, you can pull him back out, you can pull him back in? Like, you don't have to really worry too much about how you handle this going forward because he can handle it?
Well, I think I'm worried about it just because I would hope that it didn't get to this, okay, first and foremost. Do I think he's mentally tough to handle it? Yes, I do. I mean, I don't think he's walking around going, oh, my gosh, you know, what did I do? I mean, again, we're talking about a young quarterback who is playing in the National Football League, the toughest position in all of pro sports, and all of a sudden today it didn't go as well for him. You know, so I felt it was best to let him watch, stick somebody else in there for, because I thought it was best for the team to give them opportunity to win the game. That's why I did that, not for any other reason. I'll go back and watch the tape. I know Deshaun very well. He'll rally from this. He'll get better. He'll grow from it. He has to. That's the only way you're going to get better. Okay, there's no other way to do this.
Do you have any sense of wavering support from ownership?
No, there's no wavering support. I mean, I've never felt that, you know, at all, you know. But again, they're no different than anybody else. The human side of this, you want to win. You know, you get chances to win, you want to win. You know, it's unfortunate. But we had our chances. Again, it'd be different if this team just beat us 30 to whatever, okay? I think you guys know if we don't turn the ball over, we make field goals, this is a different football game.
Do
You know, so that's something to build on.
You mentioned Tate. Last one here. Both Deshaun and Kevin Hogan. What are you going to base the decision on who starts against Houston?
Watch tape. Watch the tape. And again, this is my job. It's a feeling that I have about what we need to play at quarterback. You know, Deshaun Kizer is still, right now, standing here today, is our quarterback, unless I feel differently. Okay? And today I felt differently to take him out, stick somebody else in to give us a chance to win, because I didn't think it was going as well as I wanted it to go. Outside of that, I'll watch the tape and make a decision this week on what we need to do.